You're listening to the Web Marketing Adelaide podcast. We give you the tips and strategies to help you utilise the web to get more traffic, leads and sales for your business. Now here's your host, Nick Morris.
Welcome to episode number 26 of the Web Marketing Adelaide podcast. This week is a fairly short episode about podcasting. Why I think podcasting is good, obviously I do because I run this podcast, but why I think small business owners should consider doing some podcasting within their own or for their own business, and a bit about how to do that and some ideas about around sort of doing that and how you can make it successful for your business. So I want to jump right into the why to start off with. So first of all, it's a great way to get extra content for your website or blog. We've had many shows throughout the podcast so far where we've talked about content marketing. And we all sort of, if you've been listening to those shows, you know that content is really important to get on your website, both for search engines so they can get in there and see all the keywords that are on there and get your website to be ranking for lots of different keywords, but also for your current customers, possible future customers, to look at that information, to share it with their friends, to bookmark it, come back later. Encourage them to sort of become customers by seeing the content you're putting out, and they're sort of starting to understand that you're you sort of know what you're talking about within your industry, you're a bit of a thought leader. So content is a great thing to have, and a lot of people perhaps struggle with writing content, writing articles, because it's just not their natural thing to do. But most people can talk, especially people who are passionate about their businesses. They can usually talk about it, and that's a way you can easily sort of get your thoughts and get your ideas out without actually having to write it down, and where you can sort of struggle with writer's block and sort of how to approach the writing thing. Just jump on and record it instead. It's a good way to provide different mediums for having your content consumed as well. Some people like reading articles, but some people might like to listen to audio, listen to podcasts. I listen to lots of podcasts when I'm in the car, when I'm doing housework. Just pop the headphones on, listen to a podcast. In those situations, I can't be reading articles, obviously, so it's a great way to offer your audience a different way to consume your content and also reach new audiences who perhaps don't read articles at all, and they're maybe too busy, so then maybe they'll listen to podcasts. And I'll talk about leverage, so you can actually leverage audio into different forms as well, to provide sort of multiple different mediums for people to consume your content. Something that I've found is podcasting is a great way to network with influencers within your industry and in related industries. So if you're going to be doing interviews, which I think is a great idea, because you don't have to sort of come up with all the ideas yourself, you can rely on the expertise of some experts within your industry and related industries. So it's a great way to network and form sort of strong relationships with other people by you have them on your podcast or on your show, and you get to talk to them, and it sort of promotes them a little bit, which encourages them to sort of give back to you. They might share it with their followers, help you to reach new audiences. So it's a really great way to network with like key people, which may otherwise be hard to get to or hard to really form a relationship with. And I've also found it's a really good way to pick someone's brain for a half an hour or more. If you've got some burning questions you wanted to ask sort of an expert, a great way to do that is on a podcast or in a sort of show format where you're interviewing them. You have an opportunity to ask them some questions and pick their brain a little bit and get some sort of cross-reference it with your knowledge or with knowledge that you're reading elsewhere, and improve your knowledge and your information as well. Now, I mentioned leverage a second ago. So leverage is basically taking the content you're producing and syndicating it, or sort of turning it into lots of different forms, so that different sorts of people can consume it, and also search engines versus people as well. So what you can do is you can actually take if you do an interview or an audio podcast like I'm doing right now, I can actually take that, make some images, put that with the audio, and bam, I've got a video. And I can upload that video to YouTube, and YouTube is said to be the second biggest search engine in the world. And you can get there's a lot of people that just go on YouTube to look for videos, or they go to specific videos on YouTube and then they look at the related videos. So you can actually get quite a lot of traffic from YouTube itself looking at your videos, and then they can click onto your website, or they can sort of know your name now. So that's a great way to sort of leverage an audio into video. You can also take your podcasts and you can transcribe them or have them transcribed. And then you can either sort of just leave that as is, or you can edit it a little bit into articles. So that's gives search engines a way of reading your audio content, because search engines can't really understand audio or video as yet. So you want to sort of turn that into text as well, so they can understand it and they can index it, and you can get traffic from that. But it's also good for users as well. People perhaps don't want to listen to audio or video for some reason. Maybe they're at their office or something, and that, or an environment where they need to be quiet, or they don't have headphones and they want to read it, or they just prefer to read, or they want to go back and check something. So if you have this video or audio, you can actually transcribe it, and you can have both forms as opposed to just having an article. So it actually allows you to have many different ways to consume the content, and also for search engines to understand different content. Another thing you can do is, you know, after a while you can round up some of your best content and turn it into an ebook, so a PDF, or a Kindle book. So Amazon's Kindle e-readers become really popular the last few years. So you can make a nice little Kindle ebook, and then people who have Kindles can read it on there, maybe when they're on the bus or when they're in bed reading or whatever, on the couch. Now just a brief section on a few ideas, some things I've been hearing from other people, things I've been trying out myself, things I plan to try out. So I think a regular schedule is good. For instance, if you can do a weekly show like what we do with this podcast, that's great, because it helps you to build an audience, and they know to check back every week, or check their iTunes every week and wait for a new show. But if you can't find the time to do a show every week, then don't push it. You really want to focus on quality over quantity. So don't really push to get that show out every week. More focus on the quality, so you can scale it back to whenever you have a chance to do a show, and focus on getting that quality to start off with, and then perhaps you can look at doing it more regularly in the future. And I think it doesn't necessarily have to be a show format. It can just be extra content you're adding to your website. So it can just be a way of creating another page of content for your website, and then on that page there's going to be various forms, like we discussed just before, to consume that content. So there could be the transcription, there could be a video, and there could be audio. So three different ways, and perhaps even a Kindle book in the future, to consume that new page of content. And it doesn't necessarily have to be part of a show or anything. It can just be a way of another way of producing content. And another thing you can do, it's kind of a step above podcasts, is to do a video show instead. So you can use programs like Google's social network. They have something called Hangouts, which is like basically a free video chat service. You can use something like Skype. This is a big thing on my to-do list, and I'll be getting to this in the next few months. I'm starting to look at video a lot more. Some of the benefits of video include that if you're doing videos, video interviews online, it's much easier to easy to produce a good interview, because you can actually see the person you're talking to, and you can kind of react to their, if they got something on their mind, you can kind of see it in their eyes, and you can react to them a little bit better, and they can react to you. Whereas if you're just having audio, it's a little bit harder to have that interaction. So if you're planning on doing interviews online, maybe you consider video. Also, it will allow your audience to connect with you and your guest if you have one, if you're doing it on video, because you know they can see your face, and it's the face-to-face thing like in real life, a little bit more powerful than video than just audio. And Once you have video, then you can strip it down into audio as well. So you're not really taking away. You can actually make the audio as well just by stripping that out, and then you have the video as well. That's pretty much the end of my thoughts on that. I'm just going to run through briefly through my very basic equipment that I've been using for my podcasts, and I think pretty much everyone should have the option to just to start doing podcasting or start doing audio content with just these really basic tools. Just for a bit more information on these tools and some other tools, you can check out episode number 24, which was my episode on tools. So that's got a little bit more information about these and with some links and things as well. So for recording, if I'm out on site and interviewing someone in person, then I'll use my iPhone and the voice memos feature. So you go to your iPhone, you click utilities, and you go to voice memos, and you hit record. Make sure you're not too far away from the microphone. It works pretty well from just sort of sitting and putting it in front of you on the table. You don't want too much background noise. That can really stuff it up a little bit, so trying to find a quiet place to do it. But that produces a pretty good sound, if you ask me, and most people already have a phone. I'm not sure about other phones, if they have options for that. You can probably get apps that will do it for you, but the iPhone's got that feature already built in, so it's good. Now, if I'm doing interviews online, I use Skype. There's two different ways. You can use something called the MP3 Skype Recorder, which is a free program which you can just download online, no probs, and that integrates with Skype and automatically records your call as long as it's turned on. There's another way you can do it to get slightly better sound, where you have both you and your guest download a free audio editing program called Audacity, and you set it up to record your voice, and you have both people, both you doing the interview and your guests on the other end, have downloaded Audacity and set it to record, and Audacity will record the local sound on both computers. Then you just have to get your guests to send you their file, and you sync them up in Audacity. And this actually allows you to do a bit more sort of nuanced editing, because if you've accidentally talked over each other or something like that, you can actually edit out one person so that it flows better. And it also means that the audio is recorded a bit more clearly, because it's being recorded locally on each side, as opposed to you having to record your guest over Skype. So it's a little bit better for that. For my intro, I used a site called Fiverr.com, which I think I've talked about before. You just go there and you can get people to do all sorts of different interesting jobs, pretty much anything you could think about that you need doing. You can even request things for $5. So it's called Fiverr, FIVERR.com. I'll have a link in the show notes for that. And or alternatively, you can record your own intro and or outro or bits in between. And I've already mentioned Audacity for editing. That's what I use for editing. I don't do much editing. It's fairly basic, but that's a free editing program you can download, and it's fairly easy to use, and it's pretty cool. Now, for more tips, I've really been enjoying a podcast called The Audacity to Podcast. So it's obviously about the program Audacity I just mentioned, and it's about podcasting in general, and he talks about all sorts of stuff with equipment you want, different types of equipment, different types of microphones, different types of software, strategies for building your podcast, websites, all sorts of different things. I haven't really delved heaps far into it yet, but so far it's been really interesting and useful, and I'm going to be trying to improve the podcast this year with a lot of tips from that other podcast called The Audacity Podcast. Well, that pretty much brings me to the end of this episode. Yes, pretty short. I said I try to keep it short, and I've managed to talk for a little over nearly 15 minutes, so there you go. Hopefully I'll have another good show for you next week, and if you have any questions, feel free to leave some feedback on the website. So that's www.webmarketingadelaide.com.au, and this is episode number 26. You can also leave me a voice message using the voice message app on the website, so it's on the right hand side. You can use the feedback form that's up there in the menu, or you can write a comment in the on the blog post itself, which has this episode on it. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and hopefully you'll consider or get into some audio recording for your business and for your website. And I'd like to hear how you go with that. So the feedback links, as I told you, on the website, and I'll catch you up with you next week. Cheers.